Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode number 10 in our new series with myself and my co-presenter Phoebe.
Hi, I can't believe we're on episode 10.
Yeah, I don't know really. I am a bit lost with time at the moment. I think that I can't believe we're in the coming towards the end of May.
Shh.
That's madness.
It's
absolute madness. So we've got a lot of music coming up today. The way that it works is that I pick five tracks, Phoebe picks five tracks, and we've not listened to each other's tracks. So it's quite cool to listen to these for the first time and get some feedback from each other, I guess. Opened up with Savage Mansion, who are from Oni Koz. Older and Wiser is the song taken from Document EP, which is out now. It's out as a limited edition cassette and coming soon to all major digital services, apparently. Craig Angus, who has made his debut under Savage Mansion name in 2016, and he released through Aberdeen's Cool Your Jets, but they're now with Lost Map, which is governed by Pictish Trail, Johnny, and Kate Lasda from Cape Canaveral, and many others, Laura Doherty. There's a fantastic group of people, so they've released such as, Kid Canaveral, obviously, Picture Trail, obviously. No, I think Picture Trail might be through Domino, actually. And who else? Lazy Day, Tough Love. There's some fantastic bands. For me, this song is what Mac DeMarco would sound like if he was good. It will identify almost rapturously with fans of the likes of early Franz Ferdinand, I guess. People who are fans of the film Dazed and Confused, and anyone in need of cheering up. It's a proper hit.
Yeah. I think, and this sounds simple, but for me it's quite a lot because I thought I was over that stage in my life, but I just want to get drunk and go in a mosh pit when I hear that. I just want to have like beer chucked completely all over me and come out stumbling and like, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's exactly what it should be doing. So the first of your tracks today, Phoebe.
It is from Vera Blue and Toki Monster with Lady Powers.
Thank you.
just heard Vera Blue and Toki Monster with Lady Powers. Vera Blue is from Australia and her original track is totally phenomenal because you just heard the Toki Monster remix. The original track was taken from her 2017 album Perennial, but I only found this out today that Vera Blue was actually on Australia's version of The Voice, and I think she did pretty well, but then she began releasing music under her guise, which I guess if you were doing something quite commercial and you wanted to get away from it, it's probably a wise idea. But I heard that remix track from the brand new remix EP, Lady Powers. All the remixes are by ladies, and that remix was from Toki Monster, aka Californian producer Jennifer Lee. I heard her play it on the radio the other night, and it was one of those that I had to just stop what I was doing for the next 2 minutes of the track to make sure that I could hear her say who it was so I could write it down.
Yeah.
It's just a banger.
No, it is. It's constant from the get-go, which I really love, and the vocal's really fantastic on it.
I really recommend the original track, but for me, that remix was just bringing it to a whole new height.
I'm definitely going to check that out. I've just been seeping myself in electronica at the moment. I'm not really listening to much else because of the John Hopkins album, I guess.
Yes.
Which is incredible. I've said this quite a few times this week. It is definitely in my top 10 of the year so far.
Without doubt.
Yeah, it's incredible. Okay, next, Paige Bia, and this is Your Echo.
Get it right. I told you once.
was Paige Bear with Your Echo, South London based, and that's her returning with her new single following her last year standout debut, Pick Your Own Heart, which was released via Lapsang House. She says about the song, it's about people taking you for granted and think that you'll stay put no matter what because they're too caught up in their own egos. And I think we've all been there. And it's about the way of mourning a relationship. But her vocal for me is sheer luxury. There's a depth within the production and delivery, which means you're kind of mining a new layer after each listen, which is pretty wonderful.
I found it really haunting.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm in the car later driving home, then that's the one that's going to be going through my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I've still got so much more to come. What do you have next?
I have Otis Mensa next with a track called Fish Eye Jazz.
Yo, intern, you crazy for this one? Yo. Check. We're all philosophers that live at our mum's house. We're all fighting depression, trying to play with the sundial. Run like the River Nile, steady scribble these textiles. Soul shivers, my love sick, heart stuck in a zip file. Trialed and exiled, stay riled and run wild. Screaming like Jay Hawkins, you can hear this blues for miles. Davis, I'm ducking, drag my life through a rain cloud. Cause all this blues are howling wolf paint patterns on tapeworms. Pull this pain out. When in doubt, I am doubt south. My head's a cassette box. Stepping cybers, playing piggy in the middle with hedgehogs. Headbox from to dreadlocks, my eulogies and caps locks like doom inside desktops with schemes to leave elitists lost, taking new world orders from fast food waiters. The rent shop only as real as my illest line, my casket's a text box. This goes out to every rapper lost their flow to a desk job and their purpose to Netflix and their soul in the ethos. Collective conscious pseudo synonyms for popular opinion. Pop your pompous politics, perpetuate potential kingdoms like next to kin, burning sinister systems to send a synesthesia. Feel it through your spirit in your ears, come sit on my thesis. Don't fear the heights, dear. Dangle your legs off, sunken to shrunken trinkets made of things that I once was. Overpowered by shadowed silhouettes of what I'm supposed to be. Spreading like ovaries overseas, you'll never get over me. I'll be on every YouTube suggested list on computer screens. Oddity with egotistical diva dreams, not really. Trying to drive myself out of the depths of this dreary, decrepit and weary, quite contrary, burdened by existential queries. Time's got insomnia and never lays his head to rest. How yesterday to paper lines has tossed them off the precipice. So sensitive on this road, the burst members quick, an ocean of tears inside an envelope they sent to him. Out of luck when the one you want is gone for good. But if you ever need me, you can find me in the fuchsia's love. Kindly living lucid to be candid. I stay cooped up in this room deluxe. Swinging on this noose, I'm trying to loosen up.
Fish Eye Jazz from Otis Mensa, who is rapping there, and also an artist called The Intern on the production. I am totally obsessed with Otis's delivery in that tune. I feel at the minute like a lot of rap-based music just turns into kind of monotonous mumbling, and yet he is showing that you can rap and still have the most excellent tone of voice, and it just makes everything sound so much more interesting. And I really love how old school the jazz is in it. It's a complete contrast to the vocal. It's all round excellent. And for an added bonus, if you go on Otis Mensa's SoundCloud, you can listen to a whole live set recorded live at a gig with the Neighbourhood Band, and it absolutely locks off.
It's got a really lovely old school feel about it. So Brooklyn, New York type, rap and... really lovely balance between the vocal and everything else within the production.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big fan. What's next?
Ella Lindsay, pop banger. But this has got a bass line that has got me quite frankly, it's like crack.
Come close so I can tell you to go. Lay by my side so I can be alone. You don't blame me. You still see me. I've been running since it broke me then. Keeping it all at a distance, but you've been staying. Do you know? You
Nashville, Tennessee, Ella Lindsay, and the songs about traumatic childhood that she had, and about her journey of realizations and taking time for herself. The bass line, as I mentioned before, the track there, it makes the song for me on the chorus, and it really buries beneath the skin. It's a wonderful track to get lost in on headphones, and I've had it on quite heavy rotation this week. I think it's been one of the ones that I've played the most out of any songs that I've been listening to, just in social time, I guess, as well. Yeah.
The bass line was great. Yeah. I definitely see what you mean. But I feel like it was too short. I was only just getting into it. I could do with double time.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
it's
good.
One of those songs that you do immediately play once you've listened to it.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Back to you.
Let's change up the vibe a bit with someone whose name I'm not sure on how to pronounce, as usual. I'm going to go with Alice. This is Alice Harley with Killer.
Fanatics. Yeah, body looking like a cola bottle. Come here, baby, let me show you some. Do anything you want me for, do. Keep it going till the morning for you. From the first time you had your eyes on me, you never get a thing like 1, 2, 3. But you know that I want you. But a thing you're murder. Whoa, 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 when I tip on my toes. No, 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 keep on the blind force. We both know that you ain't going home. But you already know. You know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. The way I murder the thing all night. Know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. Car gon' deal with the thing all night. What more you do? Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like, feel like. Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like. Cause I have everything you want, everything you need. You can be the king, be the don, I can be the queen. You know when I roll up, always do it right for ya. Always do the shoe piece with the rice, you know. Yo, introduce it to something more worth it. Just know you want a thing, know you never rent it. What, why are you a thing I'd admirate you for? So come over me yard, let me deal with ya. Murder. Whoa, 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 when I tip on my toes. No, 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 keep on the blind force. We both know that you ain't going home. But you already know. You know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. The way I murder the thing all night. Know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. Car gon' deal with the thing all night. What more you do? Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like, feel like. Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like, feel like. Cause you know I will do it for you. Take the lead and you gon' follow. Girl, but I will swallow. Huh, 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 huh.
to bring the ting, come make me climb up. Gymnastics, I'm gonna twist my spine up. What you wanna role play? Cool, I'm into that stuff. And you know I've been bad, so me, you'll stand.
You know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. The way I'm a hood of the ting all night. Know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. I'm gonna deal with the ting all night. Why you touch my body, touch turn my me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like, feel like. Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like. Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like, feel like. Touch my body, turn me on. Go on and tell me what it feel like.
Killer, killer, killer. The way I'm a hood at a ting all night. Know that I'm a killer, killer, killer. Cause I'm gonna do what a ting all say.
Supported by BBC Introducing in London, that was, I'm going to change the pronunciation of her name now, Akai Harley with Killa. She hails from Jamaica, but she's now based in London, and she says that her music addresses social issues affecting young women in modern society. Not sure that that track did it, but it was good anyway. She describes her style as a blend of R&B, hip-hop, dancehall and grime, which she calls grime and blues, which I like. You might have just caught her at The Great Escape. And as a lot of you know, I really love dancehall. I love playing dancehall when I DJ, I love listening to it, but at the minute, a lot of it's just sounding like chart nonsense. And while this is really commercial, I think it keeps that real Jamaican dancehall element to it. And you can hear her raw, excellent voice. It's not been overproduced. I love the drop in tone when she does the little rap section. I just think it's an absolute scalper of a summer banger and proof that women rule the dancehall.
That is my favourite track so far.
Hey.
Really good. And I will be going and delving into everything that she has done so far.
That is
my voice all. Might not sound excited, but there is a fire burning within me.
I'm glad to hear it, Helena.
Yeah. Moving on to something completely different. This is OK Champ. This is called The Party's Over. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I used to have a sign, but I shrunk it in the wash. I used to have a lover, but I loved it too much. I used to have a dream, but I donated it to science. I used to have a body, but I left it at the beach. I used to have a dog, but I made it in the oven. I used to be a mom, but now I am modern. I used to have a robot, but I dropped it in the bath. I used to see a mask, but now I see a bath.
OK Champ with The Party's Over, and made up of members of bands that you might or we may or may not know. Eat Fast, Your Code Name Is Milo, Nate Lee's Whore's Kid Sister, and Let's Buy Happiness. If you don't know who Your Code Name Is Milo is, have a word with yourself. They're one of the best bands ever. But I've seen, the only people I've not seen live are Eat Fast, and they produced some of my favourite music of 2017. Let's Buy Happiness I've actually put on in Glasgow as well. I put them on when the Captain Dressed was still here. And Nate Lee's, yeah, and Nate Lee's in Block. So it's, I feel quite at one with some of the members. The song is about, it's basically a giant strop about mortality and Brexit. But when you listen to the lyrics, they're quite funny.
they're very funny.
Yeah. But the vocal in the track is what I love, and it serves as a really great contrast to the dirge and ferocity of everything else. And I say this quite a lot, is that you hear songs and you're walking down and you kind of want to do that Richard Ashcroft in Bittersweet Symphony and just stick your two fingers and go, fuck yous.
Yeah.
I hate yous all. Yeah. And just literally just bash them out of the way, which you can't do because that would be illegal. But
but we've all considered it.
Yeah. Well, there probably is times that I have actually done it. But yeah, it's definitely one of those songs that creates an anger.
Yeah. But I like that. I like songs that make that side of me come out. It's a really good way to express it. And I think the bit in the middle where it stops for a wee pause, and his lyrics, particularly before that bit, are just great. I also feel like if I'd listened to that through scalping headphones, then I could have felt like I was right there. Yeah. Especially at the end, the guitar, it just sounds like that's come straight out of a belter of a live show.
Yeah. No, the members are superbly talented, and they've been playing, I don't know how many shows they've done, I don't know how many fucking bands they've been in or they are in, but they are just on the money and really good. Next
we have a song called Moon from an artist who has the best name ever because it just instantly conjures up an image. This is Art School Girlfriend.
You were
that was Hairs Standing Up on the Back of My Neck from the opening note kind of track, straight out of Margate. That's Art School Girlfriend, and she is signed to Wolf Tone Records. She had an EP out last year called Measures, but this is her new single Moon, and it's the first out in 2018. Everything from the thrum of the bass to the glitchy noises layered deep in, the production, everything. I feel like you need to listen to that through the best equipment possible, be it speaker or headphones, even if you need to go and stand in a tech shop for 4 minutes and 40 seconds just to listen to it, then that's the best way to hear it. And I think that she's going to be mega. I don't know if you remember when people did a reworked version of the Drive soundtrack.
Yeah,
I think that that would have sat perfectly in with
definitely, actually. That's a really good shout. Her voice is brilliant, and it's something that you will automatically identify and put it, you know, you'll know that's her.
Yeah.
She's got a really identifiable vocal. The song name will, the artist title will no doubt make many a Scottish person laugh, though, because obviously Glasgow Art School and the people that attend, I shouldn't say everyone, but there seems to be definitely a stereotype about the type of person. You know that Lemmy sketch, and he's got like a wicker hat and he's in bed and he's like, I'm going to have a bottle of Jack Daniels, and he turns around and he's like, I'm a fucking wank. That's what I associate with Glasgow Art School, which is really offensive to quite a lot of people. And I know a lot of people that go to art school and have been, but I can't help it. It's the same feeling when I approach Byers Road. So, yeah.
Overheard in the West End. Yeah. Check it if you don't know.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Moving on, the one, the only, the inimitable, it's Bossy Love.
Fun.
Bossy Love, I think most people know by now that they're pretty much my one of my favourite bands in Scotland.
You should have mentioned Talina.
I know. It's not like I've talked about it before. So it's Amanda, Ollie and John. And I think that you have to see them live in order to kind of really fully take on board how incredible they are. Every time that the vocoder comes out on stage, obviously they've used it in that track, but they sometimes do Genuine's Pony.
Oh my God, do they?
Oh, do you not know about this? And it's been dedicated to me before because I scream like a total just fanny. Whenever I kind of hear the mwah, and from the onset, they are just supremely talented. They should be on major stages supporting the likes of Robin and every motherfucker in the world. They are incredible. And I've got big, big love for them as people.
Yeah. I fucking love that. It's so much fun. The whole way through that, we were just sitting and smiling at each other. I feel so animated and dancey now. And yeah. It also kind of reminded me of a female version of NSYNC if they weren't shit.
Yeah.
And who wants anything more than that, to be honest?
Yeah. No, they are absolutely incredible. And I know that the reports from they played The Great Escape and the reports were fairly amazing.
Yes.
We're coming up to the last track of the podcast, but we obviously can't leave this podcast without speaking about Scott Hutchison, who I can't believe it's at the time of recording this podcast. So today is the 21st of May where we recorded, and it's been 10 days since they announced his death. I didn't really want to go into too much on the podcast. I did a podcast with Scott in 2016, December, and I've not really not had a chance to listen. I've not really wanted to listen back to it. I've had a few people that have got in contact about it, and we've discussed mental health and a few issues, quite a lot around it. And I know that there was chat about suicide as well, which I guess there's one of those moments that you go, do I take it down? Do I, you know, out of, you know, does this
respect
or... you know, should I leave this up, you know, given what's happened now? But I think it's really important to leave it up, because some of the stuff that we spoke about, and I wanted to speak to you about this, is that I go to see a therapist. I do a thing called graded therapy because I've had issues getting on public transport because of really bad panic attacks. But when I said to the person, they laughed and they went, oh, you're going to see your therapist, because it's such a fucking Americanism. But I don't think they meant to laugh, but at the same time I was so angry at them.
Well, you fucking should have been angry.
Yeah, totally. And then you kind of, you want to talk to people about the stuff, but when you get that reaction, you just go, oh.
And that's why I don't tell anyone anything. And that's why I get anxious, because I keep my feelings inside and bottle them up. And
yeah.
This is what happens when there's a stigma around it, because people will laugh at you whether they mean to or not. And all that you go is, oh, well, I'm never going to talk about that for another 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's not how it should be.
Yeah. And the other thing is that you don't want to bother the people that you know with it, because you get one of two reactions. You either get people that, well, there's a few reactions. Two of the main ones are that you get people kind of like, oh, I'm not really sure how we can talk about this, so it makes things a bit uncomfortable. And the other one is just smothering you and going, are you okay? Is everything okay? It's like someone talking to someone that's hearing impaired.
Yeah.
And they do this over, you know, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So it's just...
It takes a lot to be able to even just open your mouth and say it when, as you say, you expect the reaction to be one of those two options. But someone summed it up really well for me on Twitter recently, actually. that I hadn't considered but is very true, is that one of the biggest undiagnosed symptoms of anxiety, depression, any mental health problem really, is guilt. The guilt that goes along with it is
so true.
Just because you think, you know, if someone's not having a good time, most people will think to themselves, oh, I really wish that they knew that I was here for them to talk to. But when it's your turn to talk, you go, oh, well, I don't want to bother anyone, and I couldn't put that onto anyone else, and, you know, they've got enough issues of their own, and I just can't do it. And so you feel guilty for even wanting to open up to them. It's that guilt that I think stops so many people, be it women or men, especially young men, talking about issues like this. And it's that guilt that we really need to try and start alleviating, because you should never feel guilty for wanting to talk about the things that are causing you harm.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's such a big subject, but we'll obviously have links on the website that we do with. So I wrote a tribute piece to Scott, and I think it pretty much sums up everything that I wanted to say.
But it's a beautiful piece.
Thank
Lena.
You very much. And I just want to stress that I can't imagine what the family and friends are going through. That's where my thoughts and kind of lie the most, because it is just, you know, really unbelievable. But the outpouring of love within the community has been incredible.
Yeah.
So, our love to you, and we will no doubt continue this conversation as, you know, the months come. But we are moving on to our last track of the podcast.
Well, since we were talking about something quite fragile, it seems fitting that this tune is called Ornaments. It's from a girl called Caitlin Scarlett, and this is a grower, real grower.
I was good enough to hold my own hand. I am lost, I am found. Wish I could balance myself out. I'm a sunset with no one around to look at me. Somebody look at me. My age is going to waste. My love is starting to decay. People never stay. Why do people never stay? And I wonder. I wish I could hold a steady gaze in conversation. I am many, I am one. I wish I could recognize a face when I'm in one. Always loading like a shotgun. Look at me, somebody look at me. My soul is going to waste. My heart is starting to decay. People never stay. Where do people never stay? And I wonder. Kaleidoscope, animal urge, human hope, oscillating, a solid gradient. I'm patiently waiting for a stranger to break these walls. Wish I was lighter, wish I could save myself. I'm a kaleidoscope, animal urge, human hope, oscillating, a solid gradient. I'm patiently waiting for a stranger to break these walls. And I wonder what it's like to have a different state of mind. Yeah, I wonder what it's like having a different state of mind to mine. People look like ornaments in shops are gonna.